Page 16. Exercise B. A lecture about gender and shopping.
Good morning, everyone. Let's continue our discussion of modern society by talking about gender and gender roles. Today, we're going to be looking at shopping and asking if there's a difference in how women and men shop. Just out of interest, how many of you think men and women do behave differently when shopping? Okay, that's pretty much all of you. And you're right, of course. Studies show that women and men do shop differently. I'm going to be speaking in general terms, so remember that not every woman or every man will behave in these typical ways. Let's discuss one study in particular, titled Men Buy, Women Shop. It's a slightly older study, but I think the findings are interesting, and I'll return to the title in a moment. Before I explain what the findings are, let me give an overview of the steps they took to conduct the study. Researchers interviewed about 1,200 American consumers by telephone. They were asked about how they would interact with store employees, about their shopping habits and preferences, about their loyalty to particular stores, and so on. Now, this study was given an interesting title: Men Buy, Women Shop. Just take a moment to think about that. Men buy, women shop. What do you think it means? Carlos?
Well, I think the title probably summarizes the goal of shopping. For men, I guess the goal is simply to purchase something. For women, though, the goal is to have the experience of shopping. You know, the whole process of walking around the store, looking for things.
Good. So men have a goal, and women want the experience, sort of like what's represented in this diagram. Women go in, walk around, look at a lot of different things before they make a purchase. Men go in and make a purchase. Amal, what do you think of that suggestion?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I've got a twin brother and it drives me crazy to go shopping with him. He just wants to get in and out of the store as fast as possible. But I want to look around, to see things, to try things on, you know?
Yes, I think you're both right. The title suggests that shopping is a mission for men, a chore or task. When shopping, men often have an item in mind, and they want to find it, pay for it, and take it home as quickly and easily as possible. For women, though, shopping is about the experience. It's about comparing different items. It's about spending time in a store. It's about interacting with people. Anyway, let's look at some of the study's findings in more detail. For me, several interesting conclusions came out of the study. One was the kinds of things that could upset male and female shoppers. Men, on the one hand, find certain things frustrating. These include not being able to find a parking spot, learning that an item they want is out of stock, and seeing a long line at the cash register. For women, on the other hand, frustration was more likely to come from not being able to find a sales associate, or worse, finding one who wasn't helpful or who lacked sufficient product knowledge. Another interesting finding was also related to sales associates. Both men and women said they would leave a store without buying anything if they had a bad experience with an employee. But for men, such bad experiences were usually related to the product. For example, if a store clerk didn't help a male shopper find an item or failed to process the sale of the product efficiently. For women, in contrast, bad experiences were related to the sales clerk. A bad experience might be a sales clerk who wasn't polite or one who didn't take the time to build a relationship with the customer. Okay, so we've discussed some of the findings from a study that suggests there are gender differences in retail situations. So now let's ask an important question. Why do men and women behave in different ways when shopping? Why don't you discuss this question with the people sitting around you for a few minutes?